The Art of Possibility, Transforming Professional and Personal Life. By Rosamund Stone Zander and Benjamin Zander. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Art of Possibility, Transforming Professional and Personal Life by Rosamund Stone Zander and Benjamin Zander is a book that explores the idea of possibility and how it can be used to transform both professional and personal life. The authors argue that by embracing possibility, we can create a more fulfilling and meaningful life. They provide 12 practices that can be used to open up to possibility and create a more positive outlook on life. The book is divided into two parts. The first part focuses on the power of possibility and how it can be used to create a more meaningful life. The authors discuss how to use the power of possibility to create a more positive outlook on life, to create a more fulfilling career, and to create a more meaningful relationship with others. The second part of the book focuses on the 12 practices that can be used to open up to possibility and create a more positive outlook on life. These practices include cultivating gratitude, embracing uncertainty, and creating a sense of play. The authors also discuss how to use these practices to create a more meaningful life. The book provides a wealth of practical advice and inspiring stories that can help readers to open up to possibility and create a more meaningful life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Create a context of possibility. Possibility thinking is a way of looking at the world that allows us to create a context of possibility, rather than a context of limitation. It is a way of seeing the world that allows us to recognize and take advantage of opportunities that may not have been visible before. Main idea number 2. Practice the art of leadership. Leadership is an art, and the Zanders suggest that we practice the art of leadership by creating a context of possibility for ourselves and others. They suggest that we use our imagination to create a vision of what could be, and then take action to make it happen. Main idea number 3. Embrace uncertainty. The Zanders suggest that we embrace uncertainty and use it as an opportunity to explore new possibilities. They suggest that we use our creativity to find solutions to problems and to create new opportunities. Main idea number 4. Take responsibility for your life. The Zanders suggest that we take responsibility for our lives and our actions. They suggest that we take ownership of our choices and our decisions, and that we use our power to create the life we want. Main idea number 5. Find the gift in every situation. The Zanders suggest that we look for the gift in every situation, no matter how difficult it may seem. They suggest that we use our creativity to find the hidden opportunities and possibilities in every situation. Main idea number 6. Make a commitment to excellence. The Zanders suggest that we make a commitment to excellence in all that we do. They suggest that we strive to do our best and to create the highest quality of work. Main idea number 7. Practice the art of generosity. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of generosity by giving of ourselves and our resources. They suggest that we use our resources to help others and to create a better world. Main idea number 8. Cultivate relationships. The Zanders suggest that we cultivate relationships with others and use them to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our relationships to create a network of support and to create new opportunities. Main idea number 9. Take risks. The Zanders suggest that we take risks and use them as an opportunity to explore new possibilities. They suggest that we use our courage to take risks and to create new opportunities. Main idea number 10. Create a vision. The Zanders suggest that we create a vision of what we want our lives to be and then take action to make it happen. They suggest that we use our imagination to create a vision of what could be and then take action to make it happen. Main idea number 11. Practice the art of listening. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of listening and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our listening skills to understand others and to create new opportunities. Main idea number 12. Celebrate success. The Zanders suggest that we celebrate success and use it as an opportunity to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our successes to create a vision of what could be and then take action to make it happen. Main idea number 13. Practice the art of collaboration. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of collaboration and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our collaboration skills to create new opportunities and to work together to create a better world. Main idea number 14. Create a culture of appreciation. The Zanders suggest that we create a culture of appreciation and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our appreciation to recognize and celebrate the contributions of others and to create new opportunities. Main idea number 15. Practice the art of improvisation. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of improvisation and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our improvisation skills to create new opportunities and to find solutions to problems. Main idea number 16. Take action. The Zanders suggest that we take action and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our actions to create the life we want and to create new opportunities. Main idea number 17. Practice the art of reflection. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of reflection and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our reflection skills to understand ourselves and to create new opportunities. Main idea number 18. Practice the art of storytelling. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of storytelling and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our storytelling skills to create new opportunities and to inspire others. Main idea number 19. Practice the art of play. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of play and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our playfulness to create new opportunities and to find solutions to problems. Main idea number 20. Practice the art of transformation. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of transformation and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our transformation skills to create new opportunities and to create the life we want. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Possibility thinking is a way of looking at the world that allows us to create a context of possibility, rather than a context of limitation. It is a way of seeing the world that allows us to recognize and take advantage of opportunities that may not have been visible before. Possibility thinking encourages us to think beyond our current circumstances and to explore the potential of what could be. It helps us to recognize the potential of our own ideas and to create new possibilities for ourselves and for others. Possibility thinking helps us to recognize the power of our own imagination and to use it to create a better future. It encourages us to think outside the box and to explore the potential of what could be. It helps us to recognize the potential of our own ideas and to create new possibilities for ourselves and for others. Possibility thinking helps us to recognize the power of our own creativity and to use it to create a better future. Possibility thinking helps us to recognize the potential of our own ideas and to create new possibilities for ourselves and for others. It encourages us to think beyond our current circumstances and to explore the potential of what could be. It helps us to recognize the power of our own imagination and to use it to create a better future. Possibility thinking helps us to recognize the power of our own creativity and to use it to create a better future. Main idea number 2. Leadership is an art, and the Zanders suggest that we practice the art of leadership by creating a context of possibility for ourselves and others. They suggest that we use our imagination to create a vision of what could be, and then take action to make it happen. This means that we should strive to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems. We should also be open to new ideas and perspectives, and be willing to take risks in order to achieve our goals. Additionally, we should strive to be inspiring and motivating to those around us, and be willing to take on the responsibility of leading others. By doing so, we can create a culture of possibility and success. The Zanders also suggest that we focus on the process of leadership, rather than the outcome. This means that we should focus on the journey of leading, rather than the destination. We should strive to be present in the moment and be mindful of our actions and decisions. We should also be open to feedback and criticism, and be willing to learn from our mistakes. By doing so, we can become better leaders and create a more positive and productive environment. Main idea number 3. The Zanders suggest that we embrace uncertainty and use it as an opportunity to explore new possibilities. They argue that uncertainty can be a source of creativity and innovation, and that it can open up new pathways for us to explore. They suggest that we use our creativity to find solutions to problems and to create new opportunities. They also suggest that we use uncertainty as a way to challenge ourselves and to push ourselves to think outside the box. By embracing uncertainty, we can open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences that we may not have considered before. The Zanders also suggest that we use uncertainty as a way to build resilience and to develop our capacity to cope with change. They argue that by embracing uncertainty, we can become more flexible and adaptable to changing circumstances. This can help us to develop our problem-solving skills and to become more resilient in the face of adversity. Ultimately, the Zanders suggest that by embracing uncertainty, we can open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences that can help us to grow and develop. Main idea number 4. Taking responsibility for your life is an important step in creating the life you want. It means recognizing that you have the power to make choices and decisions that will shape your life. It means understanding that you are the one who will ultimately determine the direction of your life. It means being willing to take ownership of your actions and their consequences. It means being willing to accept the responsibility for the outcomes of your decisions. Taking responsibility for your life also means being willing to take risks and to learn from your mistakes. It means being open to new ideas and possibilities, and being willing to explore them. It means being willing to challenge yourself and to push yourself to grow and develop. It means being willing to take responsibility for your own happiness and success. Taking responsibility for your life is an empowering process. It means recognizing that you have the power to create the life you want. It means understanding that you are the one who will ultimately determine the direction of your life. It means being willing to take ownership of your actions and their consequences. It means being willing to accept the responsibility for the outcomes of your decisions. Main idea number 5. The Zanders suggest that we look for the gift in every situation, no matter how difficult it may seem. They suggest that we use our creativity to find the hidden opportunities and possibilities in every situation. By doing this, we can learn to appreciate the good that can come out of any situation, no matter how challenging it may be. We can also learn to recognize the potential for growth and development that can come from any experience. By looking for the gift in every situation, we can become more resilient and better equipped to handle life's challenges. The Zanders also suggest that we use our imagination to explore the possibilities that exist in any given situation. By doing this, we can open ourselves up to new ideas and perspectives that can help us to find solutions to our problems. We can also use our creativity to come up with innovative solutions to difficult situations. By looking for the gift in every situation, we can become more open-minded and creative in our approach to life. Finally, the Zanders suggest that we use our gratitude to appreciate the gifts that we have been given. By expressing our gratitude for the good things in our lives, we can become more aware of the blessings that we have. This can help us to stay positive and motivated, even in the face of adversity. By finding the gift in every situation, we can learn to appreciate the beauty and joy that life has to offer. Main idea number 6. The Zanders suggest that we make a commitment to excellence in all that we do. They suggest that we strive to do our best and to create the highest quality of work. This means that we should strive to be the best that we can be in all aspects of our lives, from our professional work to our personal relationships. We should strive to be the best version of ourselves, and to create the best possible outcomes in all that we do. We should also strive to be open to learning and growing, and to be willing to take risks and try new things. By making a commitment to excellence, we can create a life of abundance and joy. Making a commitment to excellence also means that we should be willing to take responsibility for our actions and to learn from our mistakes. We should be willing to accept criticism and feedback, and to use it to improve our work. We should also be willing to take risks and to try new things, even if they may not always work out. By making a commitment to excellence, we can create a life of abundance and joy, and we can be proud of the work that we do. Main idea number 7. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of generosity by giving of ourselves and our resources. They suggest that we use our resources to help others and to create a better world. Generosity can take many forms, from donating money to a charity, to volunteering our time, to simply offering a kind word or gesture to someone in need. Generosity is about more than just giving money, it is about giving of ourselves and our resources in order to make a positive difference in the lives of others. It is about recognizing that we are all connected and that our actions have an impact on the world around us. Generosity is a powerful tool for creating positive change. It can help us to build stronger relationships, to foster a sense of community, and to create a more equitable and just society. Generosity can also help us to cultivate a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the blessings we have in our lives. By practicing the art of generosity, we can make a positive difference in the lives of others and in the world around us. Main idea number 8. The Zanders suggest that we cultivate relationships with others and use them to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our relationships to create a network of support and to create new opportunities. This means that we should take the time to build meaningful relationships with people in our lives, both professionally and personally. We should strive to create an environment of trust and mutual respect, where we can share our ideas and experiences with each other. We should also be open to learning from each other and to exploring new possibilities together. By cultivating relationships, we can create a space where we can grow and develop together. The Zanders also suggest that we use our relationships to create a network of support. This means that we should reach out to our friends, family, and colleagues to ask for help and advice when we need it. We should also be willing to offer our support to others when they need it. By creating a network of support, we can help each other to reach our goals and to achieve our dreams. We can also use our relationships to create new opportunities, such as finding new jobs, starting businesses, or pursuing new hobbies. By cultivating relationships, we can create a context of possibility and open up new opportunities for ourselves and for others. We can use our relationships to create a network of support and to explore new possibilities together. By taking the time to build meaningful relationships, we can create a space where we can grow and develop together. Main idea number 9. The Zanders suggest that we take risks and use them as an opportunity to explore new possibilities. Taking risks can be a daunting prospect, but it can also be a great way to open up new possibilities. By taking risks, we can push ourselves out of our comfort zone and explore new ideas and experiences. We can also use our courage to take risks and to create new opportunities. Taking risks can help us to grow and develop, and can lead to unexpected rewards. The Zanders suggest that we use our courage to take risks and to create new opportunities. Taking risks can be a great way to challenge ourselves and to learn new skills. It can also be a way to gain new insights and to develop our creativity. Taking risks can also help us to build resilience and to become more confident in our abilities. Taking risks can be a great way to open up new possibilities and to create new opportunities. Main idea number 10. The Zanders suggest that we create a vision of what we want our lives to be and then take action to make it happen. They suggest that we use our imagination to create a vision of what could be and then take action to make it happen. We should think about what kind of life we want to live, what kind of relationships we want to have, what kind of career we want to pursue, and what kind of impact we want to make on the world. We should also consider what kind of values we want to live by and how we want to be remembered. Once we have a clear vision of what we want our lives to be, we can start taking action to make it happen. We can set goals, make plans, and take steps to bring our vision to life. We can also use our vision to guide our decisions and actions so that we stay on track and don't get sidetracked by distractions. By creating a vision and taking action to make it happen, we can create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 11. Practicing the art of listening is an important part of creating a context of possibility. Listening is a skill that can be used to understand others and to create new opportunities. The Zanders suggest that we use our listening skills to create a context of possibility. We can use our listening skills to understand the perspectives of others, to identify potential solutions to problems, and to create new opportunities. Listening can also help us to build relationships and to foster collaboration. By actively listening to others, we can create a context of possibility that allows us to explore new ideas and to find creative solutions to challenges. Main idea number 12. The Zanders suggest that we celebrate success and use it as an opportunity to create a context of possibility. Celebrating success is a way to recognize the hard work and dedication that went into achieving a goal. It is also a way to create a positive atmosphere and to motivate others to strive for success. Celebrating success can be done in a variety of ways, such as throwing a party, giving out awards, or simply taking a moment to recognize the accomplishment. The Zanders also suggest that we use our successes to create a vision of what could be and then take action to make it happen. Celebrating success is a way to recognize the progress that has been made and to use it as a stepping stone to reach even greater heights. It is also a way to inspire others to strive for success and to create a culture of possibility. By celebrating success, we can create a positive atmosphere and motivate others to reach their goals. Main idea number 13. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of collaboration and use it to create a context of possibility. Collaboration is a powerful tool that can be used to create new opportunities and to work together to create a better world. By working together, we can share ideas, resources, and knowledge to create something greater than any one of us could do alone. We can also use collaboration to build relationships, foster creativity, and develop new solutions to old problems. Collaboration is not just about working together, but also about listening to each other and understanding different perspectives. It is about creating an environment of trust and respect, where everyone can contribute and be heard. It is also about being open to new ideas and being willing to take risks. By practicing the art of collaboration, we can create a space where everyone can contribute and be heard, and where we can work together to create a better world. Main idea number 14. The Zanders suggest that we create a culture of appreciation and use it to create a context of possibility. They suggest that we use our appreciation to recognize and celebrate the contributions of others and to create new opportunities. This could involve expressing gratitude for the efforts of colleagues, recognizing the successes of team members, and celebrating the accomplishments of the organization. It could also involve recognizing the potential of individuals and teams, and providing support and encouragement to help them reach their goals. By creating a culture of appreciation, we can foster a sense of belonging and connection, and create an environment of trust and collaboration. In addition, we can use appreciation to create a culture of learning and growth. We can use it to recognize and reward learning and development, and to encourage experimentation and risk-taking. We can also use it to create a culture of innovation, where ideas are welcomed and encouraged. By creating a culture of appreciation, we can create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected, and where everyone is encouraged to contribute and grow. Main idea number 15. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of improvisation and use it to create a context of possibility. Improvisation is a creative process that involves responding to the unexpected and making something out of nothing. It is a way of thinking on your feet and being able to come up with creative solutions to problems. By practicing improvisation, we can become more flexible and open to new ideas and possibilities. The Zanders suggest that we use our improvisation skills to create new opportunities and to find solutions to problems. Improvisation can help us to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions. It can also help us to be more creative and to come up with ideas that we may not have thought of before. Improvisation can also help us to be more confident in our decision-making and to take risks that may lead to success. Practicing the art of improvisation can help us to become more creative, flexible, and open to new possibilities. It can help us to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions. It can also help us to be more confident in our decision-making and to take risks that may lead to success. Improvisation can help us to create new opportunities and to find solutions to problems. Main idea number 16. The Zanders suggest that we take action and use it to create a context of possibility. Taking action is an important part of creating the life we want and creating new opportunities. It is a way to move forward and make progress towards our goals. Taking action can be as simple as setting a goal and taking steps to achieve it, or it can be more complex, such as creating a plan and taking steps to implement it. Taking action can also involve taking risks and trying new things. It is important to remember that taking action is not always easy, but it is necessary to create the life we want. The Zanders suggest that we use our actions to create the life we want and to create new opportunities. This means that we should be intentional about our actions and think about how they will help us reach our goals. We should also be open to trying new things and taking risks. Taking action can help us to move forward and create the life we want. It can also help us to create new opportunities and open up possibilities that we may not have considered before. Main idea number 17. Practicing the art of reflection is an important part of creating a context of possibility. Reflection allows us to understand ourselves better and to create new opportunities. It is a skill that can be developed and honed over time. Through reflection, we can gain insight into our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and how they affect our lives. We can also use reflection to gain a better understanding of the world around us and how our actions and decisions impact others. Reflection can help us to identify areas of our lives that need improvement and to create plans for achieving our goals. By taking the time to reflect, we can create a context of possibility and open ourselves up to new possibilities. Main idea number 18. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of storytelling and use it to create a context of possibility. Storytelling is a powerful tool that can be used to create a shared vision and to bring people together. It can be used to inspire and motivate others, to create a sense of purpose and to foster collaboration. Storytelling can also be used to help people understand complex concepts and to help them make sense of their experiences. By using storytelling, we can create a shared narrative that can be used to bring people together and to create a sense of community. The Zanders suggest that we use our storytelling skills to create new opportunities and to inspire others. We can use stories to help people understand the potential of a situation and to help them see the possibilities that exist. We can use stories to help people imagine a better future and to help them take action to make it a reality. By using stories, we can help people to think differently and to open their minds to new possibilities. Storytelling can be a powerful tool for creating a context of possibility. It can be used to help people to think differently, to create a shared vision, and to inspire others. By practicing the art of storytelling, we can create a context of possibility and use it to create new opportunities and to inspire others. Main idea number 19. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of play and use it to create a context of possibility. Playfulness can be used to open up new possibilities and to explore creative solutions to problems. It can also be used to foster collaboration and to build relationships. By engaging in playful activities, we can open ourselves up to new ideas and perspectives, and to new ways of looking at the world. We can also use play to build trust and to create a safe space for experimentation and exploration. The Zanders suggest that we use our playfulness to create new opportunities and to find solutions to problems. We can use play to explore different ways of thinking and to come up with creative solutions. We can also use play to build relationships and to foster collaboration. By engaging in playful activities, we can open ourselves up to new ideas and perspectives, and to new ways of looking at the world. We can also use play to build trust and to create a safe space for experimentation and exploration. The Zanders suggest that we use the art of play to create a context of possibility. We can use play to open up new possibilities and to explore creative solutions to problems. We can also use play to foster collaboration and to build relationships. By engaging in playful activities, we can open ourselves up to new ideas and perspectives, and to new ways of looking at the world. We can also use play to build trust and to create a safe space for experimentation and exploration. Main idea number 20. The Zanders suggest that we practice the art of transformation and use it to create a context of possibility. Transformation is the process of changing something from one form to another. It is a skill that can be used to create new opportunities and to create the life we want. By practicing the art of transformation, we can learn to see the world in a different way and to create new possibilities for ourselves. We can use our transformation skills to create new ideas, to solve problems, and to create a better future for ourselves and for others. The Zanders suggest that we use our transformation skills to create new opportunities and to create the life we want. We can use our transformation skills to identify and create new possibilities, to explore new ideas, and to create a better future. We can use our transformation skills to create new relationships, to develop new skills, and to create a better life for ourselves and for others. By practicing the art of transformation, we can learn to see the world in a different way and to create new possibilities for ourselves. The Zanders suggest that we use our transformation skills to create a context of possibility. We can use our transformation skills to create a vision of the future, to identify and create new opportunities, and to create a better life for ourselves and for others. By practicing the art of transformation, we can learn to see the world in a different way and to create new possibilities for ourselves. We can use our transformation skills to create new ideas, to solve problems, and to create a better future for ourselves and for others. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.